Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Clyde Yancey, we all read the story yesterday that said there are 3 days in the next 3 weeks where Americans are more likely to die from a heart attack. At the top of that list is Christmas. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. And thank you for letting us have this conversation, because everyone needs to be aware that as much as we celebrate the holidays, we have to be thoughtful about how we celebrate and how we experience it.
Dr. Clyde Yancey is the chief of cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. Why on Christmas? Is it the weather? Is it the stress? Is it the food? What is it?
Well, think about this. All of us experience the holidays, and the first thing that comes to our mind, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to hurry up and get this done. If I don't get this done by X time, it's a lot. It's a lot of stress. But in addition to that, what are the things that we're forgetting to do? How are we not keeping our health at a top priority? Are we experiencing depression? Are we forgetting to take medicines? Are we ignoring symptoms? All of these things come to nest, if you will, during the busy holiday season. And for those people at risk, that kind of extra stress, that kind of attention to other details, and that kind of shift from your own health focus can really have consequences that we don't anticipate. Look, we've known for a long time that major events, disruptive life events, sometimes can be expressed as heart attacks, even Super Bowls, even a World Cup that we're experiencing now. But certainly the holidays, it's a recurring moment where all of us feel something different, some stress, there are things we do, and importantly, there are things we forget to do, and they have consequences.
So in case you miss a story, anyone listening, the most likely days for Americans to die from cardiac arrest, December 25th, Christmas Day, December 26th, and the third is January 1st. With the second date being December 26th, is there something, I don't know if they call it like a deferral, death deferral thing, or something where people just somehow they think they cannot have a heart attack today, you know, or whatever pain it is today, they have to push off to tomorrow because today is Christmas and the kids are here and we can't focus on our health.
Well, think about the different kind of stress that happens after the fact, the day after Christmas. Depression, loneliness, people leave your life, you leave their life. You didn't experience the holiday like you thought you would. All of these things, again, become nested in your health. Imagine what happens if you, for several days, didn't take your medicines, or for several days, you were enjoying more alcohol, or you were eating more fatty foods. There you are. You're sad, you're depressed, you're lonely, you haven't been taking your medicines, you've radically departed from your diet. You really are vulnerable. And so it's not surprising that that day after, when all of these other effects hit, you might be exposed to more heart attacks.
Dr. Yancey, twice you've mentioned depression. Is that an indicator or a cause of cardiac arrest?
The important point here is stress. And the stress can be from, the word is ebullience, just trying to get things done, being excited, being overjoyed. Stress can come from the financial exigencies of celebrating a holiday. But stress can also come from the depression, the sadness, the loneliness. So we have to recognize that it really is stress that concerns us. And stress is almost always characteristic of holidays, holiday celebrations, and especially holiday disappointments. So that's why these days are so important.
Okay, now that we know it's happening, let's talk about how we can prevent it from becoming a cardiac arrest or a death. Dr. Clyde Yancey is a chief of cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. Number one, you really should know how to do CPR, because if someone in your presence goes into cardiac arrest, you do have a chance of saving them, right?
That's correct, and you should know how to just call 911, three digits, three numbers, 911. That can be very beneficial. But the most important thing is, let's celebrate the celebratory times, but let's stay on our schedule. Let's stay in line with what we've been doing all year long to preserve our health. We can't take a holiday from our health. That's the message. We can enjoy the holiday with our friends and families, but don't take a holiday from your health.
So don't overeat, don't overdrink, just try and stay the course.
Stay the course. Be aware. Don't ignore. That's really, really important, because sometimes that one symptom is the only chance you have to speak up and say, hey, something's not right. And you know what? Teams are stationed 24/7 to provide urgent care as necessary. So don't think you're bothering anyone because you need to call and find out what's going on. Really important consideration there.
The CDC says every 40 seconds someone in the U.S. has a heart attack. Let's go over those signs again. I know they always say they're different for men or women, but, you know, obviously there are obvious signs. But what if it's like a little, you know, I've had somebody say, I just have a little tinge like in my heart, a little tinge or something like that. It's not a big pain. I'll go see the doctor next month or something.
Well, here is the thing. All of us can understand how we typically feel if we have some indigestion. We've had it before. All of us understand how we feel if we've been lifting and working and we're just feeling kind of achy. Whenever you feel something that is different from what you've ever felt before, I call it if you're feeling ill at ease, if there is any sensation in your chest, if there's any sense of unexplained lightheadedness, weakness, nausea, don't think that will just go away. If there's discomfort in the arm, discomfort in the jaw, don't rub it. Rubbing is not therapeutic. Call someone. Be definitive. We'd much rather the false alarm, the false alert, and knowing that you're well than the opposite. So whenever you're feeling not well, what I call ill at ease, and all of us know how we typically feel, anything out of the ordinary, that's reason for a call. Remember, don't take a holiday from your health.
And do you still feel that when you have like what they call the widow maker or something like that? Or is that just something that hits you and there's very little that can be done to save you?
So apart from all of those kind of colloquial expressions, I think it's important to realize that heart attacks do happen frequently. Chest discomfort can be a phenomenon that we have to respect. Understand that your symptom, unless you completely collapse, doesn't necessarily go along with the severity of the condition. So again, I go back to the straightforward approach. Don't take the holiday from your health. If you start feeling ill at ease, and particularly if you know you've gotten away from your medicines, you've gotten away from your routine, you've changed your diet, and especially if you've felt stress, let that all be a wake-up call. Step forward and say, you know what, I need help. Call someone. Present yourself for urgent evaluation. Call 911, particularly if there's collapse. These are the things that we can do to help save a life.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all the lives that you save every year, Doctor.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Dr. Clyde, holiday. You too. I wish I was as calm as that guy is, right? I mean, he's like, maybe he should have been a therapist because I feel calmer just talking to him. Seems like a nice guy. Hey, Steve has your 4 o'clock newscast coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then after 4 o'clock, we'll talk a little bit about sports with Kevin, and we'll talk to friend Fred Weintraub. Everybody is freaking about this Harry and Meghan trailer. Their Netflix series starts on Friday. And then you are going to meet a 90-year-old woman who graduates from Northern Illinois University on Sunday. It's the best story you'll hear all day, and it's on the way.